Lecture 15. So we're now flicking into biogeochemical cycles, which means that we've hit the end of the soil chemistry section. The biogeochemical cycles then are going to link what we covered in the atmospheric part at the start of the course, the water chemistry that we covered in the next part, to the last part, which was the chemistry of the geosphere, and we're simply looking at the top part of it, the soil chemistry. Now, biology gets intricately involved, so these things are either called geochemical cycles or, more properly then, biogeochemical cycles. And each element has got its own distinct characteristics. In the first year, we looked at the carbon cycle. So from carbon cycle, who remembers where the main reservoir was in the carbon cycle? Yep, we got rocks, okay. Yeah, and methane is what? Yep, as a hydrate. Yeah. Well, what we're going to see then as we move into these next ones then is nitrogen's completely different, main reservoir sitting in the atmosphere. And the aim will be then, I'm cutting it down to you guys to two of the cycles that you're going to have to work on for the test, but you should be looking at the third one just to get a general sort of feeling for how these different cycles work. The carbon cycle is really the one that's in the news the most because of climate change, but these other cycles are linked through to the carbon cycle. They help control it so that